Time out for your Mercedes-Benz performance of the game, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, official electric vehicle of the Golden State Warriors. Well, tonight, James Harden has to get that, but I'm also going to put a 1A as Harden finishing with 36 points, 10 of 23 shooting, 6 of 16 beyond the arc, 10 of 13 line, 13 assists, 4 boards, and 3 block shots. But I have to give a nod also to Alec Burks. He had 28 points in 31 minutes, 10 of 18 shooting, 3 of 8, the arc, 5 of 6 line, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. He was very good in this loss for Golden State. They lose by 17. Rockets controlled the game since probably late second quarter. Tim Roy up top in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth, protect your home court. Jim Barnett alongside it. And, JB, we knew coming in this was going to be a tall order.
Sure.
And again, you know, in talking to some of the coaches, you know, Mike Brown on our coaches show tonight, he said it's okay if we're going to lose a couple here, to be totally honest. You know, we're going to be outmanned on some of these games, but we would like to see progress
yes.
in games. Give me a couple things you saw that maybe was progress tonight.
Well, first of all, you're playing against a team that a lot of people think, you know, they're one of the favorites to win the NBA championship.
Correct.
And the way they started out, the Warriors started out and played very well early on, but Houston came back with a 10-0 run. The Warriors didn't fold. Here's what I liked. I liked their poise at that time. They went on their own 10-3 run. And there were 5 lead changes in the first quarter. So, to me, that shows growth right there. You know, they didn't just roll over and let it go that way. And what happened in quarter two, but it's also a positive. The Warriors shot the ball very, very poorly. Very poorly at all. 7 of 25 from the field. And Houston had their best shooting quarter. But, you know, so Houston won that quarter by 10. But the Warriors hung in there again, and they come back in the third quarter. You look at the quarter scoring. Forget the second quarter. 30-29 Rockets, 35-31, 31-29. They're not quitting on it, and they're doing some good things, moving the ball around, competing, hustling back, not beating themselves. Yes, Harden's going to get to the line like that, but for the most part, you know, the Warriors shot 28 free throws compared to 19 tonight. So they were defending without fouling, doing a lot of really good things, and their turnovers was manageable with 11. So they're just not as good, and they're
right.
they're young, and they're yeah. not as good as this Rocket team. But I really like so many things, and I thought Steve Kerr did a really good job early. He brought Burks in that first quarter. He played the last 6 minutes of that first quarter, and he picked up 9 points. They need a little stability then, and he was part of that 10-3 run.
And it was also good to see Glenn Robinson III get something going. He really hasn't had a breakout game for the Warriors just yet.
Not yet. I thought last game he was really good, especially rebounding home in the win over Portland. But tonight, he shot 6 of 13. He made 3 threes. I think at one point he did make 2 in a row, and I'm hoping that he's going to get the confidence because he's going to get the playing time, that he's going to have a breakout game, and he's going to give you 26, 28, maybe even a 30. And then all of a sudden you get that confidence, even at his age and his experience in the league, and you can turn a corner there. So,
by the way, he's first to double-double as a Warrior.
Okay.
15 points, 11 boards. It's his fourth of his career.
I've got a question for you.
And the answer is?
Well, how did James Harden, with his 36 and 13 assists, end up plus 20, and Westbrook, 18 points, he was 8 of 18. He's plus 40.
Plus 40, and a 17 points.
How did that happen?
Well, again, if the Rockets are truly going to be a championship team. Well, first of all, we didn't see Eric Gordon tonight.
That's right.
Okay, so that gives him, he either goes in the starting lineup and House comes off the bench, or he comes off the bench, and either way, he can be deadly, and I think he really adds to their ball club. But either way, there's two things. If I'm going to consider, say, Houston a title contender later on this year, two things have to get better. Their defense, obviously, they were dead last in the association in that, but also to their bench. I mean, their starters were all at least plus 20 or above. Okay, so they dominated the play when they were out there. But their bench, their top three guys in minutes off the bench were minus 23, minus 20, and minus 16.
Right. Yeah, so you're competing against stars in this league, and then you're competing against players who have much more experience, and you're holding your own. And you can even look at the rebounds tonight. That 51, they out-rebounded the Rockets on the offensive end, so that's how they're working. And you to me, you look at second chance points, it's not that big of a difference. They didn't fold. You know, Houston was in a game for, I would say, the first 42 of the 48 minutes in the game. And that's why Harden ended up playing as much as he did, and Westbrook as well. So, you know, there are positives. You can take a lot of positives out of this game, even in a loss, and you're going to have to live with that. I don't believe, you know, people, the old hard line, there's nothing positive in a loss. Yes, there are. There are good things with this young club out there like they are. You're going to have a loss, but still say, hey, you know what? There's progress.
Yeah, you know, the Rockets had a season high from three, 21 of 45, 46.7%. And, you know, you get outscored 63-39 from three, hard to overcome.
Yes. And so you throw that out. What if they're missing like they were? Like we talked about in the playoffs when they missed 27 straight. But obviously Harden comes in shooting 25%. He was 38% from the field. And tonight he's, you know, 6 of 16, basically 38% from three tonight. He was shooting 25%.
Well, don't forget, coming up at Chase Center, USF Dodds, doubleheader, the women's team against Stanford at 3 o'clock on Saturday, November 9. Men's basketball against UOP at 6. Tuesday, November 12th, Santana in town with War. Plus, November 20th, the Black Keys. November 21st is Cher coming to Chase Center. And Sunday, November 24th, it's Bad Bunny. Chase Center tickets by Ticketmaster, available at ChaseCenter.com. So, Jim, as we get ready for Minnesota, we saw them in the preseason, but they've been playing pretty well in the regular season, and they seem to have their combinations to work a little bit better. They're down by 11 with 3 minutes to go in their game at Memphis, but they have talent there. Karl-Anthony Towns, very, very skilled,
yes.
You know, coming off of suspension after that encounter with Joel Embiid.
Having a great year.
Jeff Teague is solid. Wiggins, if you know... allow him to roam freely, can hurt you, and they've got some nice pieces over there. I'm a big fan of one of the guys on their roster, Robert Covington, self-made player, good defender. Boy, he's a player that
he's great in Philadelphia.
I think any team would love to have that guy in his roster.
No, I like him too, Tim. Yeah. I think he's a very underrated player in this league. So no, they're nothing to sneeze at. They stumbled a little bit, you know, when they lost to Philadelphia, and then the Embiid thing with Karl-Anthony Towns, but Karl-Anthony Towns is putting up big numbers this year, and he's going to be a load for the Warriors. They go to him all the time, and he can shoot threes extremely well.
Well, we'll see. This team has this nine group, Nasty Nine and Nifty Nine, however you want to put it. They seem to work hard, and that's keeping them in games right now.
It's all you can ask.
For the young players, I mean, you take away Cauley-Stein and Burks off that roster, and you got nothing but really puppies. I mean, even Glenn Robinson III is not a grizzled veteran, if you will, of the NBA. So it's a really good situation in terms of these guys learning how to play and adding to their experience. I mean, Glenn Robinson's in his sixth year, but he's only 25 years old.
Yeah,
I mean,
And so, well, you look at Pascal, who's 25 and then 34 points the last two games, and at halftime, he's got 11, but he was struggling. He was 4 of 12 from the field. He was 5 of 13 at the end of three. But he ends up 6 of 15, which is 40%, and he ended up 2 of 4 from the three-point line, and ends up with 19. Somehow he manages to get 19 points. And when you are a player and you can get double digits, nearly 20 points and everything like that, without being a completely volume shooter, and you can still manage to get 19, that means you know how to play in this league and you know how to score.
He gets to the line.
He
shot exactly. 8 of 8 against Portland the other night, went 5 of 5 tonight, protecting the ball on his drives to the basket, does a really good job of that, and that allows him to score over bigger players. And, boy, if you want to make a case for four-year college players, Eric Pascal's your guy.
Okay, and that's a good point, Tim. He also is out on the perimeter, so he took four threes tonight. He's moving, he's dribbling the ball into traffic and around traffic, Tim, okay, and he's a big one. He had one turnover.
Yeah.
You know, if you threw half the guys in the league out there and said, do what he's doing right now with your kind of size and go into traffic and get into maybe trouble, how would you get out of trouble? He can get out of trouble, and it's hard to get the ball from him.
Had 117 points in his first of seven games as a Warrior. Obviously, Wilt, 262, leads the way.
Well, that's an aberration.
Yeah. Rick Barry, 160. But the guy that surprised me on that list was Joe Foulkes. He had 124. Okay, and when Joe Foulkes was a rookie, they weren't scoring all that much.
No, but he was athletic.
He was.
He was very athletic, and they didn't have enough other athletes to compete with him in that era.
And he took jump shots.
Yes, he did.
In an era where people were taking set shots.
No, he was one of the first to ever do that.
So there you go. There's your
Warrior
tidbit. I love
you going back that far. That's great.
Your Warrior tidbit of the night. Amuse your friends and family with tales of Joe Foulkes.
I enjoyed it, Tim.
All right, Jim.